From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A bipartisan two-year budget deal reached by Congress and the White House will keep the government funded and raise the nation's debt limit until after the presidential election. NPR's Susan Davis reports despite early grumblings from ultra-conservatives, party leaders say a bipartisan budget deal has the support it needs to become law.
The agreement, negotiated by outgoing House Speaker John Boehner, is a parting gift to his likely successor, Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan.
Listen, I made it clear a month ago when I announced that I was leaving that I wanted to do my best to clean the barn. I didn't want him to walk into a dirty barn full of you-know-what. So I've done my best to try to clean it up.
Ryan did not take part in the negotiations, which Boehner says will allow him to start with a clean legislative slate. House leaders want to vote on the budget agreement Wednesday, the same day House Republicans will nominate Paul Ryan to serve as the next speaker. Susan Davis, NPR News, the Capitol.
There may be more U.S. action on the ground to combat the Islamic State's expansion in Iraq and Syria. As NPR's Tom Bowman explains, Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of a Senate panel today that the administration will not hold back its support of allies when they launch their missions against ISIS militants.
By that, he's clearly referring to the 50 tons of ammunition and arms that were sent to the Syrian Arab Coalition in northern Syria. They've provided a lot more equipment to both the Syrian Arabs and also to the Kurds to take on the Islamic State. And the effort is to push on the headquarters of the Islamic State in Raqqa.
NPR's Tom Bowman. Secretary Carter confirms a U.S. Navy warship sailed near an artificial Chinese island despite warnings from Beijing that any such move would hurt U.S.-Chinese relations. Under questioning from members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Carter revealed that a U.S. Navy guided missile destroyer had come within 12 nautical miles of the island in the South China Sea.
We have said, and we are acting on the basis of saying, that we will fly, sail, and operate wherever international law permits.
Beijing has summoned the U.S. ambassador in China over the incident. The challenges confronting police departments are center stage at a conference of the International Association of Chiefs of Police in Chicago. President Obama noted an upbeat change in statistics.
Over the past few years, the number of police officers shot and killed in the line of duty has fallen to their lowest levels in decades. In fact, 2013 saw the fewest cops shot and killed in line of duty since 1887.
But Obama has also noted a need to repair relations between police departments and predominantly minority communities in the wake of deadly confrontations between officers and people of color. You're listening to NPR News. The Department of Justice and the FBI are launching an investigation into a confrontation between a white South Carolina deputy and a black teenager at Spring Valley High School in Columbia. Witnesses say it all began when the student refused her math teacher's request to put her cell phone away. The school's resource officer, Ben Fields, responded to the complaint on video of that incident. Fields is seen asking the girl to stand up, and the student is refusing. He then flips the chair backwards to the floor, drags her from it, and then handcuffs her. Fields is now reported to be on unpaid leave. Lower oil prices had a big effect on BP's third quarter profits this year. They fell 96%. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the oil giant will cut spending and new investments as it prepares for an extended period of relatively low crude prices.
A year ago, oil on the world market sold for about $86 a barrel. Today, it's down to almost half that, which translates to lower gasoline prices. BP Chief Executive Bob Dudley says projections show the lower prices may last through 2020 and beyond.
This is driven mainly by the expectation that supply will continue to be strong, and there is a more cautious outlook on Chinese demand growth.
As part of its third quarter earnings report, BP also updated how much the company will spend for its 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Total charges so far are $55 billion. That includes a deal reached this summer with federal and state governments to settle environmental damage claims. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Before the close, the Dow was down 42 points at 17,581. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.